Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Hello, welcome to Trans Experience. This is LG.
And this is Tayden.
Hey, Tay. Welcome back.
I'm back.
Yay. Madison will not be able to make it with us today. She had other commitments to tend to.
But we do miss you.
We do. So today we wanted to celebrate women and to acknowledge the struggles that they've gone through. For example, I was not aware that women were not able to vote up until 1928. I also wasn't aware that the first time that women had like equal rights when it came to studies or when it came to them getting their education, the title X didn't come until 1972, I believe. What about you, Tay?
I want to talk about a woman. She's Tewa. She's Pueblo. She actually was in the White House. She was one of Joe Biden's administrators. She made history for being the first Native American woman in the White House. Her name is Deb Halab. She was the secretary. She's from Laguna, and she's the 35th generation to New Mexico. Women, actually, that I believe paved the way for younger generations to understand that there is no hold or anything, no barrier for you to do whatever you want to do in this world today. Like, you can, if you put your mind to it, you'll be able to get to where you want to go to today.
Amen to that. Women like Mary Annings, who was a paleontologist. I hope I pronounced that right. She did a lot of discoveries. She usually didn't get credit for most of the discoveries that she made because she was a woman. And that just goes to show, like, a lot of women have gone unnoticed. A lot of women have been silenced. A lot of women have been taken advantage of, and they've been taking the credit while these women are the ones that's putting in the work. One of the things that we appreciate, for example, is the fact that Sacagawea, for example, she was doing all of this while she was carrying her baby in her back. You know, we know of a lot of women that have kids and they're still striving, they're still doing the damn thing. And we just wanted to take a minute to congratulate you and to honor you for the sacrifices and the many things that you've done, not just for society, but for families, for your kids, for your husbands, for your sisters. You know, like, we appreciate you girls. And that's the reason that the topic for today would be, are trans women women? What do you think, Tay? What's your take on that?
I honestly want to say that there's a difference between a trans woman and a woman. But
amen.
We are, the thing that makes us the same is that we have feminine ways. Other than that, I really feel like a trans woman should have her own lane. I feel that she should be recognized as a trans woman in her own power instead of trying to outshine the woman that is a woman who's natural bearing, that has periods, that gives birth, that has been on this world that gave me life. So I don't want to take from that, and I don't want to say that we are the same, but I do want to say that trans women have their own lane to be in.
Amen.
And I think that a lot of the people in society today, that they think that we are confused, and we're not. And I feel that women are the stronghold of the family, and they're the ones who keep the family together. Because I know that for sure, if it wasn't for my mom today, I probably wouldn't know a lot of the things that I know today.
One of the things that I totally agree with you is us creating our own lane. Our trans women, women. Trans women are trans women. Back in the 80s, we had a lot of sisters, especially shout out to my Black queens, to my Black sisters, because most of this movement started thanks to them. And they fought for the right for us to have that spot of trans women in this society. I think that one of the reasons that we don't realize and we leave ourselves open to be ridiculed and to be mocked is when we take the reality and we go into delusion. Mm-hmm. They fought for everything that they needed for us to just come and invade places such as their sports. I don't agree with things like that. Why? Because we need to fight for... I appreciate the women that do open up spaces for us to share with them. And we thank you and shout out to all of you. But I don't think it's right for us to try to invade their spaces.
Literally. I think that that's true. And, you know, honestly, being a trans woman, I like the fact that we have our own name. I really feel like we don't need to put woman at the end of trans because it already signifies who we are when you say trans. You know what I'm saying? Or transgender. Or, you know, it's like we're taking the woman away from the women when we could just be our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like male, female, trans. You know what I'm saying?
And I get what you're saying, but I think that the trans and then adding the woman to it is just to identify from male to female. Uh-huh. And the trans man is to identify from female to male so that we don't have to explain all of that. So I understand why the wording is like that, but there's a reason for the trans to be in front of it. You know, that trans is what gives us our own lane. Because here's the thing, like, I'm not going to sit here and be delusional and say like, well, I want to lactate and feed and breastfeed my baby. Or I'm not going to sit here and say like, well, when am I going to start sponsoring tampons? You know what I mean? Like I don't want to become delusional. And I think that part of why society mocks us so much is because we have this distorted idea that is not reality. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things when it comes to psychologists and when we go to all of this, the pre-process of starting your hormones and all of that, a lot of the times, this the first thing they tell you is like, you were never a boy, you were never a male, you were always a woman. And I think that that screws us up in the sense of saying like, it's forcing us to deny part of who we were. Because yes, in the physical, I am male, but in my spirit, I feel like a woman. And that's what counts for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I'm also not walking around thinking that I'm about to get pregnant and taking prenatal pills. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty clear of who I am. And do I consider myself to be a trans woman? 100%. Do I think that I'm equal to a woman? Just the same way that a man is equal to a woman in worth when it comes to humanity. Am I equal to them in strength? Probably not. Probably I'm a bit stronger than that. And the minute that I forget that, then I become an entitled male with a limited mentality, which is what women are used to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, what society has labeled us to be. I totally agree. And I really feel like that is what depicts the fact that we are trans women. And I honestly love that. Thank you for sharing that because people kind of get that confused. And I do 100% agree that I am trans woman. But for me, I like to save the confusion from people because I'm that type of person is like, hey, like, I'm just very me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if I go in a room and people know me, I'm going to be like, well, yes, I'm trans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel necessarily that I need to put the woman at the end because once I tell them I'm trans, they understand where I'm coming from. You know, and I feel like I don't need to explain that part because once I start explaining it, it kind of gets lost and then they start assuming things. And I don't want to be labeled as, oh, you're trying to be this and you're not that. You know, but you said it and I agree with you. And I really feel like today that society just needs to educate themselves a little bit more to understand where our mind frame comes from and how we express ourselves and how we do things on a daily manner where we're not trying to necessarily be a woman, but we just feel that inside our spirit, this is who we are. This is what I want to be. This is me. This is my character. It doesn't take you for you to judge me to make me feel like I'm not lesser than anything that I need to be.
Well, see, and that's why, and I think that it's been on every episode now that I've said this. The most important part when it comes to living your own truth is getting that mental health. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's going to prepare you for the real world. This cookie cutting out world that we're trying to force everyone to believe what I believe. Here's the thing, like there was a time back in the 70s, in the 80s, when our predecessors, they fought for our rights, for no one to tell us what to live for, how to live, what to believe, or what not to believe in. We fought for the right for no one to come and dictate what we were going to do with our lives. But now that we have a little bit of rights, that we started to turn the coin around, now we're becoming those people that marginalized us. Because now we want to force them into thinking the way that we think. Mm-hmm. And we want to force them into accepting us rather than to show them to respect us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the difference is. Because we're turning around and we're becoming 1800 mentality males that it's got to be my way or the highway. You got to think like me or you're a bad person. No, it's not like that. It's about diversity. It's about respecting each other's perspective. I cannot force you to believe in what I believe just as much as you cannot force me to believe in what you believe, but I can respect you and I can respect your ideas. And I think that that's the one thing that we're missing when it comes to us sitting on the table across from each other, that respect, that mutual respect that says, look, as long as you're not delusional, I won't be delusional.
So do you think that that's where the animosity comes from, the hetero part, when we tell them, hey, we're trans?
I don't think that it has to do with either male or female. We have our principles, we have our beliefs, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, like we all have our set of own principles. So when someone goes against what I believe to be right, automatically I challenge them and I say, you're wrong, without even sitting with them on the table and hearing them out. I think that that's one of the things that I admire about Gen X and Generation Alpha is the fact that they are willing to sit on that table, whether they agree with you or not, but they're willing to listen to you. You know what I mean? And I think that that's something that we could learn from them, is to open up and to build bridges for communication rather than to raise forts that divide us. Mm-hmm. And I think that from both sides of the community, when it comes to, you know, the LGBT community and the other community, it's, we are constantly at war, dissing each other. And it's not about that. One of the things that I learned from the fellowships is that we look for the similarities, not the differences. Because if I focus on the differences, I will always find a way to say how you're different than me.
Mm-hmm, that negative Nancy.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I think that that's something that we need to learn to do, is let me respect you so you can respect me.
And again, that's the reason why I say what I say, is like, I give myself that respect. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like I have to explain that part to, when I'm in a crowd and somebody comes up to me and then I have to be like, oh, well, hi, I'm trans woman. I feel like I don't need to do that. I feel like once I let them know that I am trans, like, hey, LG, my name is Tayden, I am trans. You already know because you're looking at a woman. So in your mind, you would be like, okay, this is a girl, but she's trans. And then that educates yourself instead of going forward and being like, oh, I'm trans woman. And then you're coming off that strong to another person. And in their mind, they're like, oh, listen, oh, you're trying to be something that you're not.
Well, let me explain it to you why, in my view, that's necessary. Another thing that I've learned from the fellowships is that I shouldn't assume. You know what I mean? I know I'm smart, I'm beautiful, but the one thing that I'm not is psychic. I cannot read your mind, and you cannot read mine. So sometimes using the term trans woman helps to better understand the other person, especially with all the pronouns that we got going on today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of these new identities, all of these new classifications, new labels that we've created. So I think that to educate the people that are not within our community, I have to use the term trans woman for them to understand, because like, I do look like a girl, but what if I bust out like that trans woman from that liquor store on the video when they called him sir? It's ma'am. It's, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm not trying to confuse nobody, and I'm trying to be as clear as possible. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So for me, the trans woman part only tells you my pronouns at that point. And that's me, again, assuming. So when I explain to someone, hi, my name is so-and-so, and my pronouns are her and she. And then I go, well, I'm a trans woman. It's more clear than me saying, oh, I'm trans. Because then they're like, wait, so is it trans man or trans woman? Because if you leave it just a trans what? Trans fat? Transplant? I'm gonna get so much hate for that.
No, but like literally, but that's the thing though. And you just said it, like, you, it's like I give them that initiative to want to ask me if I'm trans man or trans woman. Because if I tell them trans woman right then and there, in their mind, they're already gonna be, because if it has happened to me before, when I've told them people before, like, hey, well, I'm trans woman, especially guys, they're like, well, you're not a woman. And there you go again. I've said trans woman. It's still like they're being confused. And I'm like, but then I've switched it up. I've gone places before, even in big places, like even around the judge when I was in jail before. I told him, I was like, I'm trans. And then she's like, oh, you're a trans woman. So she put it in her character, in her educated self to say, oh, well, now I know because this is trans, so she's woman.
But then that's us expecting people to know.
But exactly, though.
So I shouldn't expect people to know.
Why shouldn't you, though? Because
it's not. Here's the thing.
Again, so we're expecting them to think that we're woman if we say woman. No. And that's where they're getting confused at.
No, because here's the thing. I think that in the way that I see it, we're missing the point when it comes to like saying trans women. The fact that I'm saying trans before the women tells you that I am not a natural born woman.
Exactly.
And I'm not claiming to be because I'm saying trans women. Now, if people want to be close-minded and interpret that as I'm calling myself a real natural born woman, then that's on them.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
And for me, mm-hmm. I don't want them to do that. So I'm going to cut it off before I'm gonna, like they say, cut the snake's head off before it. Like, I'm going to save myself all that time, all that trouble to have to explain myself. So if I just already tell them I'm trans, and let's reverse this. If I say I'm trans, but I'm looking like a whole man, but I'm a woman, they're going to be like, oh, you're portraying to be a man, but you're trans. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's like, why do I have to label myself as that woman when, I don't want to be labeled as a woman. I want to be labeled as trans. So when I go places, I'm like, hey, I'm trans.
Trans what?
Just trans. Like, because trans for itself is the definition of me being in the LGBT community. For me being a part of this community. So it's
trans,
like,
is to transcend, to transgender.
Exactly. So I'm going to be a trans for whatever I'm portraying. So if I look like a woman and I'm portraying that and I come into a place and I'm like, I'm trans, they're going to be like, oh, well, you look like a woman. So you should. Oh, so you're probably a man as a woman.
But see, that's you allowing people to assume and expecting them.
They're already assuming, though.
But that's, even if what, if, say, they miss, what look, if they think that you're a trans man, regardless?
But look, listen, but even us saying trans woman, they're already assuming, oh, then we're giving them the option to be like, oh, well, they're gay, they're lesbian, they're this, they're that.
But why does their opinion in that sense? Here's the thing.
Validation.
For example, in myself, because like I said, I've done the work for myself to clear my inside, right? And for me, even when it comes to work, and I'm facilitating groups at times, in my story, as I'm sharing with the class, I'm like, you know what? And as a trans woman, because that's the whole point of trans. See, what I don't agree is with us putting cis before women to explain a natural born woman. Because why will they need that subtitle to indicate who they are?
That
is what I have a problem with. The cis part of it. Like, women are just women. We are trans women. So for me, that makes sense. But to call them cis women, like, that doesn't make sense for me. But going back to the topic, as trans women, what I believe is that we need to own that. We need to own the fact that, you know what? I am not a natural born woman. And I'm okay with that. But I'm as woman as I will ever be. Why? Because I know that from within. It's not about what other people call me. It's not about what society thinks of me. It's about what I think of me. And for me to be able to say today and stand in front of people and say I'm a trans woman and be proud of it, it took me a long ass time. And it took a longer time for our sisters to fight for those rights for us. Mm-hmm. So today I'm honored to say that I'm a trans woman. Why? Because of the legacy that's behind me from all of those girls that fought for us to have those rights, that fought for us to be able to get medical health care, that fought for us to have open spaces in society, that fought for open spaces in the workforce, that fought for open places in the schoolwork. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of saying that I'm a trans woman, but I will never take the space of women because they've fought for their shit too. And I need to understand that. I have a mother, I have two sisters, and I have 13 nieces. Respecting their space is sacred to me. And the other thing for myself is that I need to remember who I am in order for me not to become delusional of who I'm not.
That's And that's where I'm at. Like, cause I know who I am. Mm-hmm. So my labeling, like that, it doesn't even matter to me for me to call myself something that I know that I'm not. So that's why I, again, like the disagree to disagree for me, it doesn't bug me to say that I'm trans. Like when I go into certain places and I go, I've gotten a lot of respect from a lot of people because they'll be like, dang, you are trans. But you, like even to call myself a woman, that I have to earn that. You know what I'm saying? Like from the girls that paved the way for me, that when I was in Dallas, that showed me things from being out there and how to carry myself out there and how to be this type of way. You know, and then telling me like, oh, Tay, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to act. This is what you need to present. You know what I'm saying? You are not a woman. You are trans, you know? And I feel like that's just a title for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not about titles because I'm Tay. You know what I'm saying? So when I come into these places and I'd be like, hey, I'm Tay, I'm trans. People will be like, oh, they know what to expect when you say trans. And then it's like me taking away from my self-worth and giving them permission to be like, talk about me. I don't want that to happen to me. So at the end of the day, I really feel like it's just a title for me. And I really could give care if it is trans woman or trans male or what transgender, trans folk, or what is it, vestite. I've been called all these little words. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it doesn't matter because like you said, I know who I am.
Please join us next Thursday for our Trans Women's Women, Part 2. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.